Okay, we are at the bottom of Hayyamun Bays. Ten Rabbanan. Yeah, the two dots, five lines in the bottom. Ten Rabbanan. Hamitzi mechanus laplatya derech stav. So we're going to see in that Vav Amud Aleph when we're going to speak about what a Rishus Rabbim is. One of the examples of a Rishus Rabbim is a platya. And a platya, Rashi says, is rechovishal ir, shasham miskabtsin l'schayra, some type of a plaza. And the platya is going to have a classic example of a Rishus Rabbim. So someone is going from a shop, he basically is going from Rishus Yachid to a Rishus Rabbim. Derech Stav, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Derech Stav, Mokim Itzdabois. It's a place where there's benches, Shiyeshim Seichrim, Vishim Karmelis Aleha, Delav Lihilucha Hu Kirishus Rabbim. Meaning it's not a place of Hiluch. To the extent that there's places to sit and there's obstacles, it's not a place where the rabbin can walk freely, and there are impediments, and therefore it's considered to be a karmelis. So b'kitzur, the case is one is going from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, but they're walking through a karmelis. So says the Tanakhama, chayiv uben azay poiter. Tanakhama says, Yechayiv, at the end of the day, you went from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. You didn't stop in the Karmelis. You just walked through the Karmelis. But you went from Yachid to Rabim. Okay, you went through a Karmelis. You're still going to be Mechayiv ben Azay Patras. So says the Gemara. Bishlam ben Azay, I understand why he patras. Kesavra Mahalech Ka'aymedami. So this kind of follows along from yesterday's Sigya. For your recall, yesterday we said that if a person is walking, a person is moving, only if a person stops to rest is it halachically considered that they have stopped movement. And now we kind of reassess. But if a person, let's say, stops to kind of lakatev, just to readjust something, so to get a better grip, that's not considered that you have stopped as such. So Ben Azay has this incredible shita. Shita's Ben Azay is kesavra mahalach ka'aymedami. Whenever a person walks, every time you take a step, so for a split second you're stationary, that's like you stopped. And therefore, in essence, what's happened? You've gone from yachid to karmelis, karmelis to rabbim. But being every time you stop for a split second, it's considered to be that you have halachically stopped. So you've gone now from a karmelis to a rishus hayachid. So Bishlam ben Azay, I understand why he patters kesavra mahalach ka'aymedami. He says mahalach is ka'aymedami. El rabbanan nihi nami de kesavri mahalach lav ka'aymedami. The rabbanan don't hold that. Nevertheless, hecha ashkachna ki ay gavna dechayiv. Where do we find such a concept? Where do we find that if a person does haitzah, going from Yachid to Rabim through something else, that is considered to be the Malacha of Haitzah? That is the Gemara's question. If you look at the bottom Rashi, I'm sorry?
What difference was the Zakamalis in between?
So let's take a look at Rashi first. Look at the bottom Rashi. Rashi says, Hecha Ashkachan Ki Agavna Demifsaka Rishusa Achrita Mechayiv. Where do you find that if there is another domain, another Rishus, which comes between Yachid to Rabim, that Yechayiv Dilma Lechayiv Rachmana Ela B'mitzi Mirishus HaYachid Lishus Ram Behedya. Says Rashi, maybe Malachas Haitzah is if you go from Yachid to Rabim. That is what Haitzah is. You went from Yachid, then you went through a Kabbalist, and then you end up in Rabim. Maybe there is no such concept of Haitzah. The mashmos of Rashi is, I would think, just that Rashi's saying, maybe the malach of Haitzah is specifically, it's a stark contrast from going from Yachid to Rabim, or Rabim to Yachid, that such a stark contrast, that is what the malach is. That would be the way I would understand Rashi. If you recall, we said, Tesisim of Bezim and Allah, very important, Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which the Rishonim, many Rishonim go with, Rabbeinu Tam said that, unlike the other malachas of Shabbos, Haitzah is a malach grua. It's a malach of an inferior nature. And therefore, Tesis says, we always need to prove anything novel when it comes to Haitzah, prove it. How do you know? Mehecha Tesis, who says? Because Haitzah, as the Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim say, What is the malacha? I mean, you take something and you move it 1 inch into the Rosh Hashanah, it's a malacha. You can take a chayfetz and schlep it from corner to corner, and you haven't done anything wrong, and you move it an inch into the other Rosh Hashanah, it's a malacha grua. So some achronim understand this gemara is kasher based on the Rabbeinu Tam. When it comes to Haitzah, where have we found this in the Mishkan that you can tell me legabi Haitzah, you're going to be chayav? That's the way. That's the way some learn. So that we spoke about a few days ago. We mentioned that concept that Haitzah is considered to be a malacha grua. That's what the Rishonim said. Inferior. Inferior as in low level. You haven't really done anything. There's nothing new. You've just moved an item from place to place. It's one of the lama tests, but it's called a malacha grua. We spoke about it a few days ago. Why exactly? Haitzah. Haitzah specific. Let's see about it. So we said, Heicha Ashkachna ki Ayavna Dechayev. Where do you find that if you go from Yochid to Rabbim through a Carmelis, that you will be Mechuyev? Amrav Safra, Amrav Ami, Amrav Yechanon. Midi Davi, Amav Chifetz Bishus Rabbim. I'll tell you what it's like. This is analogous to a case of a person being Mavra Chifetz through the Rishus Rabbim. I mean, Hosam, after all, over there, Lav, Afo, Gav, the Kama, the Nakid, Leva, Ozil, Potter, so long as he's walking, so long as he's walking, he's Potter. Nevertheless, Kimon Echvei, Chayif, as soon as he puts it down, he's Chayif at the end of Dalad Amos. So, Hachanami, Leishmas, it's over here, so long as he's walking through the Carmelis, he will be Potter. But when he ends up putting it down, Libesayf, in the Rosh Hashanah, he will be chayiv, so maybe it will be analogous to a regular case of Havaris, Daladamis, Bershus Arabim. If you look at Rashi, Mididavi, Amava, Chayfetz, Bershus Arabim, Yesimi, Daladamis, Vachokam, the Leimonach Lay, so long as he doesn't put it down, Potter, Chayan, Chayiv, and as soon as he puts it down, he's chayiv, Avogav, the Ifsik, Hilucha, the Beni Beni, even though there's a Hefsik in the middle, nevertheless we see his chayiv, so still over here we'll see the same thing. To which the Gemara asks, 1 second, Midami, Hossam, Kol Heich de Manech Le Mekoim Chiyuvu. Over there, a person is at least in an area which is a Mokim Chiyuv. You're walking in the Rosh Hashanah. So you walk 10 Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. Granted, you're only going to be Mechiyuv when you place it down on the ground, but at least you're walking in an area which is a Mokim Chiyuv. How can you bring a raya from there that so too if you walk through a Carmelis, which is a Makom Patur, that there will be a Chiyuv? How can you say such a thing? Hacha imanach le bestav, if you put it down in this stav area, the Carmelis area, Makom Paturu. So that is not going to be a good proof to our case. That was attempt number one. So attempt number two. Alamidi dehavi amav rechefetz mitchilas dalet l'seiv dalet. Okay. So let's speak about a case where he walks literally down Amos and no more. So Hassam over there, Lav Afogav, the Monach Lebetzich Dalad Amos, if he places it down within Dalad Amos, Potter, he Monach Lebetzich Dalad Amos, Chayif. So even though if he puts it down in the middle, he's definitely going to be Potter, but if he puts it down at the end, he's Chayif. So to over here, if he puts it down in the middle, in the Carmelis, he's Potter. If he puts it down at the end, he's going to be Chayif. So to viewers, we'll say the same thing. Says the Gemara again. Midami hasam legabi dehaydavra makim pturu lekuli alma makim chiyuvu. Bishlema, when if Reuben is being marachifet dal damis, so you're right. Within the first dal damis for him, he has yet to do anything because we know every person, every item has got dal damis, so he would be allowed to move it, and it's not considered to be a makim chiyuv until you clear dal damis. But Lagabi, everyone else, at least the place is a place that's a Rosh Hashanah. It's a Makom Chiyuv. Whereas Hach, in our case, where you're going through the Carmelis, Lekuli Alma Makom Paturu. And therefore, who says if you go from Yachid through a Carmelis, which according to every single person you're going through a Makom Paturu, who's to say you'd be Mechuyev in such a case? So we go to attempt three. Elamidi da'avi amotzi mishus ha'yachad l'shus ha'rabim derech tzidei rishus ha'rabim. And this is going to be the maskan of the Gemara. Again, the shaila is, how do I know if you're going from rishus ha'yachad to rishus ha'rabim through a Carmelis, the yachayiv? And remember, we saw a Rashi, and we mentioned the Acharonim B'das Tesis. Rashi just says, where do we find this? I mean, how do you know maybe that there was any Mechayiv? If there's a strong, stark contrast from Yachid to Rabbim. Tesis was saying maybe because of Yitzhar's and Malacha Gruah, we need to have a proof. So we're saying the proof is, just like if you go from Yachid to Rabbim through a Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim, now a Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim is going to be an area which is adjacent to a Yerushas HaRabim. If you look at Rashi in the last small line, at Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim, meaning Yerushas HaYachid, Yerushas HaRabim, what does the Bach do? At Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim, Yerushas HaYachid, Yerushas HaRabim, Derech Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim, Kegoyin, Chotzer, Shenifritz, Yerushas HaRabim. So you have a courtyard, and there's a breach. It's Nifratz into the Rishus HaRabim. The Havi Mokam HaMechitza Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So in other words, you have a place. In other words, let's say this is the Rishus HaRabim. This is the thoroughfare. This is the public freeway over here. And over here, this wall, part of the wall collapses. So now you've got a little area over here, which is the side of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara is understanding that if you go from Yachid to Rabim through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Mechuyiv in such a case. So just like over there, even though the Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim is not Mamish Yerushas HaRabim, and therefore it's considered to be like a Mokum Ptur, like would be analogous to a Carmelis, and nevertheless, if you go from Yachid to Rabim through the Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim, you're going to be a Chayiv. So to over here, if you go from Yerushas HaYachid through a full-fledged Carmelis to Yerushas HaRabim, you're going to be a Chayiv. That's what the Gemara suggests. So one more time. Elamidi Da'avi Amitzi Yerushas HaYachid Yerushas HaRabim Derech Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim. Hosam lav aval gavdi manich leyat Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim potter liyat. So you place the item down in the Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim, be potter v'chimach v'rushas HaRabim yechayiv hachanami leishna. So Tovi would say the same thing. Frag the Gemara maskev l'rapapa. One second. You're making a big assumption. You are assuming that Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim is halachically not like a Yerushas HaRabim. So I understand your proof. You've gone from Yachid to an area which is not a Rishus HaRabim, through that area, through it, and to a Rishus HaRabim. You can't bring a Rav from there, because in essence you've gone from Yachid to Rabim. When did he say that? That's only if there's nothing jutting out, if there's no impediment, if there's no obstacle. Such a Tzidei Yerushas HaRabim would like the example in Maseches Erevin, where you have the wall of a courtyard, the wall of a chatzor. There's a breach, it collapses, and it's fairly easy for the rabbim. Then they've got a slightly wider area. You know, sometimes you drive down the road and there's two lanes. Sometimes for a stretch there's a third lane. It just makes it a little bit easier. And it's very easy for everyone to just use the third lane, and then, again, it's two lanes, but it's very nice to use. So that's when they said, see the Rishus HaRabim, this Rishus HaRabim. But in our case, where there's an actual impediment, there are itzabois, there are these benches which impede the hilach of the Rabim, no one would say that it's got a din of Rishus HaRabim. Everyone would agree that it's like a Carmelis, like a Makom Ptur. So in such a case, therefore, it is daimed to this. So I just want to speak this out one more time, and there's a couple of important tests in the sea over here. The Gemara posed a question. The Gemara said, we started with a Bryce, and we have to come back to Ben Azai. We said that if a person goes from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim through a Carmelis, and again, a Carmelis and a Makom Ptur on a Duraisa level, they're the same thing. There's no real difference. Min HaTorah Carmelis is a Makom Ptur. So you've gone from Yochid to Rabim, to a Carmelis, to a Makom Ptur. So Tanakam is Mechayiv you, Ben Azai patters you. Ben Azai says you're Pater because every time you step and you stop, it is halachically a Hefsik. And therefore, in essence, you've gone from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, Pater. So I understand Shitas Ben Azai. That's good. But I don't understand the Rabbanan. Where do you find that you're chayiv in such a case? According to Rashi, Maybe it's just a stark contrast from going from Yachat to Rabim, according to Tosfos, Achronim B'Dasher B'Netam, Ha'itzah Z'Malacha Grua, prove to me that for Ha'itzah, you're Mechuyev in such a case. What's your Raya? How do you know that to be true? Show me where you have that in the Mishkan. When it's Ha'itzah, I want a proof for every single step of the way. No pun intended. Show me exactly what the Raya is. The Raya is, we're saying, from a case where a person goes from Rishus HaYachat to Rishus HaRabim, Derech Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Just like over there, Yochayev, even though Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Lav Rishus HaRabim dummy, so to over here. Fractase is the obvious question. Okay, and how do you know in that case that you're Chayev? I mean, Arva boy, like you're bringing a Raya from Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Again, Tesis is saying, the Achronim say Bidas Tesis, that prove it to me. I'll prove it to you from Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Says Tosfos, Midi Dehavi, third Tosfos on the page, Midi Dehavi at Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Toimar, Ma Poshet Lon Yoyster Derech Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Miderech Stav. Great. All you've done is you've given me another example of going through a Makom Torah Kamelis. But Higufa, the Yeshlemer, the Derech Bayis, She Yesh Lefan of Tzadin. And Tosfos needs that because that's Tosfos l'shitasi. Tosfos says, Melacha grua, unless you have a raya from Mishkan, I'm not interested. So says Tosfos, number one, it's normal for houses to have a little area in front, and you don't go straight from the house straight into the Rishus HaRabim. There's a little Tzidei Rishus HaRabim area, and otherwise it would come out that you would almost never have a Haitzah, because you're always going through a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, which is very difficult to hear and to contemplate that. And number two, Mistoma, that's what was going on in the Mishkan. But Tosfos needs that. Lishutasam. Say again? Yeah, but Tosfos asks Shema Mistoma. He says from Mistoma a few times. When we spoke about, when we asked in the previous Sigur, we said, why does the Mishnah say Yechayiv if you put it in the hand of the Ani de Balabayis? It needs to be a Makam Dalad Al Dalad. Says Tosfos, how do you know that? Mistoma, that's what it was like in the Mishkan. But again, you might question the Mistoma, but Tosfos always needs a raya from Mishkan. So he says it's Mistoma, like that's what it was in the Mishkan.
But why can't you say Bakamas?
The what?
It comes to
Tzidei Yerushalayim. If a
what? The Bakamas, Mistoma, but Mishkan is also a Bakamas.
We have no proof to say that you went through a Carmelist in the Mishkan. I mean, I what?
Say we came to Stom of Mishkan or whatever.
There was a Tzidei, there was a Musak of a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim in the Mishkan. Because we know there was Machna Leviyah, which was where Moshe was. And then Moshe, remember, Rashi and Bafez and Manav, and the Mishnah told us that Haitzah was the people went from their private Ayal into Machna Leviyah. So next to that, it was an area which was a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, says Tosfos.
No Carmelist idea in the Mishkan.
Well, again, a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, my guess, is going to be like, a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is like a Carmelist. That's exactly what we're saying. A Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is like a Carmelist. That's exactly what we're saying. We cannot pass over this sigur without mentioning a famous Kasha and Teretz of Tosfos and a very famous Maisa based on this Tosfos. Because where do you see that in the Mishkan? You mean every time we had these things, we don't know what Tosfos would have done. I mean, you're right. If we would have stuck with that, and we wouldn't have had a source in Mishkan, then we would have had a big cash. It's difficult to know would Tosfos have found the case, and would Tosfos have said Mistama but Mishkan? I don't know. That's not clear. So again, let's just focus on Shitas Ben Azai. Ben Azai said this incredible, earth-shattering chiddush that Mahalach Kaim Adami, every time you walk, you've stopped. And therefore you start again. And therefore if you walk through a Carmelis, you're going from a Carmelis now to a Rishus HaRabim. So says Ben Azai. Look at Tosfos at the bottom, Tosfos on Hamad Beis. If you look at four lines down in the big lines, Ubi Yerushalmi Parech, Al Daite, Tosfos, Hamad Beis, Dibra Maschol, Bishlam Ben Azai. Bottom Tosfos, four lines down in the big lines. Ubi Yerushalmi Parech, Al Daite de Ben Azai. Ein adam mischayev al dalad amis brishus arabim la'olam. The yasek emeshahun chal kol ama va'ama v'yipoter. How is it ever possible? We know there's a musik of havaras dalad amis brishus arabim. We know that. There's a shayla. What was the makesha sheitz in the gemara in Hazarik later on? Some say he was married dalad amis and brishus arabim. According to you, there's no such concept. You can never have it. It's physically impossible.
It's always stopped.
Because you always stop. You walk, you take a step. You always, every time you take a step, says the Yerushalmi, Mishani, Mishkachas La Bekoifetz. If you jump, the only time you'd be Mechuyev Avodah Zarah Almas is if you jump. Mind you, according to Shir Chazan Ish, it's good, it's about 8 feet. So that's quite a nice jump you'd have to do. That's the Yerushalmi. That's a famous kasha which the Yerushalmi says according to Ben Azeh. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. This is the way I remember the story. Maybe some of you remember it differently, but we know that Reb Kiveger's son was Reb Shlomo Eger, and Reb Shlomo had a son called Yehuda Leib, also known as Reb Leibler Eger. And when Reb Leibler went and visited the Kotzker Rav, he was so taken by Reb Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, he decided, that's it, I'm becoming a chassid. And those days, to become a chassid, you know, coming from such an illustrious Lutzischer family, that was not a posh thing to do. And Reb Shlomo Eger was very upset about, you know, what was going to happen to Reb Leibler. And Reb Leibler went on to become, you know, he became, I think, the Rebbe of Reb Tzadok, and he was a Talmud of the Kotzker and the Ishbitzer. And he became the Rebbe of Reb Tzadok. And I saw the story, but I think there are different versions, is that Reb Kiveger went to visit him, to check him out and see how he's doing. You know, to see where he's holding. Meaning, as long as you're learning and you're, you know, medaktik and halacha, there's many drachim. So they went and he asked Reb Leibler the following question. The Gemara, the taste of the Yerushalmi says that according to Ben Azai, there's no such concept of Havaraz Dal Namas Bushas Arabim. One exception to that is the kaifas. You jump. So he said that, don't understand. The Gemara says in a few places, right, let's start with one case, perhaps the most chamor. Rosh Hashanah, Midirais, that's one day. Falls on a Shabbos, there's a gzeira, you're not allowed to be tekeya. Why? Gzeira shem yavirem adalam is vishas harabim. Because of that, we're mevatel the mitzvah say of tekeya shefer, which, you know, ein zera kodesh, what happens before, what happens afterwards. Crazy, incredible things. So he said, why they would be, it's such a milsad delei shechicha. The whole reason why they did it, because according to Ben Azai, you'd say it's not because of Shem Yavir and Dalal Amis, it's because of Shem HaKofetz. It's Azam Mil Sadali Shchicha, that because of that, there'd be Mavat Mitzvah Sei of Tkir Shofar. How is it possible? That's what he asked Reb Leibler. So Reb Leibler said, Zedech Vashtenish, I don't understand what you're saying. A person's going to do a mitzvah, you're going to do a mitzvah, Mishprinkt. We jumped. Why did it melt in the Meshchicha? It's a posh. Of course you're going to be hopping the whole way. Kiveger said, oh, he's okay. And he went back. That was the way I saw the mice. Fine. Good. Excellent. Says the Gemara like this. Amr of Yochanan. Umoide ben Azai bezerik. Ben Azai would agree if a person is Zerik. Rashi says, Michanus. Laplatya derachstav the chayiv the whole nach the kabbalist midi. I mean, the whole problem is if it's nach in the kabbalist, you put a step down on the ground, but you put a step down on the ground. But if you didn't take a step down on the ground, you just threw it. Ben Azai would agree that you'd be chayiv. The Rishonim say, the Nimukiyosef and others say that. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to explain Shitas Ben Azai, don't make a mistake and think that Rabbi Yochanan passed him like that, because sometimes the Rishonim are a bit bothered if you'll have someone explaining a Shita of a Tana, which anyway is a Yochid. Why are you busy discussing Shitas Beis Shammai? We don't pass like Beis Shammai. The Mugesim just says, for the sake of clarity, Avadi doesn't hold like Ben Azai. Tanya Nami Achi, Amitzi Mechnus Laplata Derech Stov, Chayiv, and this is Echad Amitzi, Echad Amachnis, Echad HaMoshit VeEchad HaZerik. In those four cases, Ben Azai Omer HaMoitzi VaMachnis Potter. Like we mentioned, because Mahalach Ka'im Adamis, in those two cases you'll be Potter, whereas HaMoshit VaHaZerik you will be Chayiv. Fine, good, excellent. Now we get to the famous Braisa. Zok the Braisa Tan Rabbanan Dalad Rishuyais L'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyais L'Shabbos. Now, this is an interesting lashon. It's four Rishuyos L'Shabbos. Okay, we'll just see the Braisa first, at the beginning of the Braisa. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, the Karmelis, Umokim Patur. And we mentioned, I believe yesterday or the day before, that really Minat Torah, there's only three Rishiyas. There's a Rishus HaRabim, and there's a Rishus HaYachid, and there's a Makom Patur. Meaning an area which is neither one nor the other, would be Minat Torah considered to be a Makom Patur. But Midrabanan, there's something called a Karmelus, and like we said, Karmel is something which is not too much this way, not too much that way. It has certain qualities of each, and therefore that is a fourth Rishus Midrabanan. So now we're going to go through all the Dala Rishiyas. Ve'ezeihi Rishus HaYachid, Choritz Shehu Omek Yud V'Rachav Dalet. We know that in order for something to be a Rishus HaYachid, it has to have the dimensions of 10 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. 10 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. Agav, there's an interesting Bir Halacha. I believe it's a Bir Halacha, unless it's a Mishnah Berurah. I think it's a Bir Halacha. In Shin Mem Hei, at the beginning of Chelik Dalet, where when we speak about Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid is 10 by 4. Down, 10 by 4. Up, that's what Rishus HaYachid is. So let's say if you have, like for instance, it says over here, it's a Choritz, which is 10 by 4. Techin Gader Shugavaya Yod Barachav Dalet. It's 10 high, and it's 4 wide. So let's say if you've got a small area, and you've got mechitzas around it, and the mechitzas are 10 tfachim high, so that area is a Rishus HaYachid. There's an interesting discussion as, do you need to have 4 tfachim clear of the mechitzas, or can you include the mechitzas also? Meaning, is it within the area which is enveloped, you need to have 4 tfachim? Or can you say that the actual area is only 2 tfachim by 2 tfachim? I've got thick walls, and if I use the thickness of the walls, then I've got an area of a Rishus HaYachid 4 by 10. There's an interesting gear, and I believe the Bir Halacha says it depends if you could be mishtamish on top of it. If you wouldn't be able to be mishtamish on top of it, let's say, I don't know, it's uneven or whatever it is, then that wouldn't be Rishus HaYachid. If you could be mishtamish on top of it, then it is a Rishus HaYachid. So,
where's the 10?
10 high. 10 high from the ground, or 10, so it's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, 10 high or 10 down. So, Ezer Rishus HaYachid Choritz, a ditch, which is Omek Yud V'Rachav Dalet, L'chin Gader, or you've got a fence, Shugavah Yud V'Rachav Dalet, Zoyhi Rishus HaYachid Gemura. And as we'll see in a minute, I mean, we've got two questions right at this stage. Why does it need to repeat it? Why does it need to say, Zoyhi Rishus HaYachid? We just said this as a Rishus HaYachid, so clearly it's coming to be Mayit, number one. And number two, the Othoshim Gemura. Oh, this is a real Rishus HaYachid. I mean, what's that coming to tell us? Fine, we move on to the next one. The Ezehi Rishus HaRabim Sratya Uplatya Gedela Umavois Hamfulashin. We'll see Rashi in 2 seconds. So you have, there's a Sratya, there's a Platya Gedela, and Mavois Mufulashin Zehi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. Let's just see Rashi on these things. Rashi says Sratya Mesila shaholchin ba meir leir. Now, mesila is a path. And from what I recall, a mesila is not necessarily a wide path. We know there's a difference between a derech and an orach and so on. I remember going in Mishle about the different lashonas for paths and so on. So, but mesila, from what I recall, usually derech is a larger word than a mesila, but just bear that in mind. But you have something which goes meir leir. If this is the path which goes from London to Manchester, that is a Rishus HaRabim, because this goes me'ir le'ir. So the mashmos is the very fact that it goes me'ir le'ir is keveya, even if it's not necessarily so prominent and so chashev. Whereas, we'll see in a second, Platya, we said, is a plaza. Rechava shel ir shesham miskabtsim l'scher. It's a place where it's the public square. And then we said umavois mufulashin. Now, very interesting Rashi. Umavois shel ir rechavim yud vav ama. So Rashi here mentions the condition of being 16 amas wide when we go into a mavi. A mavi is a road within the city, and here Rashi says it's 16 amas wide. Why didn't Rashi say that in Debra Maschil Sratya? So is it mashma like we were medayik already, that the word mesila already implies a path which is not necessarily so wide, but it makes up for its lack of width from the fact that this is the one which goes merely here. So batsim it's a Rishus HaRabim. That is, as is mashma. We said it's mufulashin, mishnei rashehen leplatya. So you have a mavi mufulish from both sides to a platya. This is very interesting. There's another girsa over here, Mishnei Roshein L'Sratya, from two sides to a stratus. That means if you would have a road which goes up to a road which takes you to another city, so that Mavim Afolish, which takes you to this to the motorway, which takes you to Manchester, so that Mavim Afolish is a Rishus Rabbim by virtue of the fact that it connects you to the stratia.
Yeah,
Mafolish, Mavim Afolish.
Yeah.
So it's a Mavim Afolish, correct. It's open on both sides. According to the Gears of the Fanelo, Samar Medaik, let's say you have a city, and the whole city is walled. So walled, a walled city. It's a walled city with a great big strati in the middle, and a huge plaza wherever all the sechrim are miskabit shom. And you have roads which lead to this platya. Could be that's considered to be Rishus HaRabim, even though there's a wall around the whole city. Because according to the Gears, Mishnei Roshem, Leplatya, as long as it empties out and it all pours out into this platya, that is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. So, fine. Those are two examples. Those are three examples of a Rishus HaRabim. And we said, and that is a Rishus HaRabim Gemurah. So what are the dinim of this? So we say, Ein Moitzin Rishus HaYachid Zu L'Rishus HaRabim Zu, Ein Machnisim Rishus HaRabim Zu L'Rishus HaYachid Zu, Vim Hoitzi V'Hichnis B'Shoigik Chayv Chattis V'Meizit Anish Koris V'Niskal. And again, these things are going to be questioned in a minute. I mean, we know that there's a lav. We know that Chil Shabbos is a lav, but why do we need to mention all of these things, that there's Karbonis, and there's Mezid, and there's Karis? We'll see. Now we move on to the third type of Rishus, the Kabbalis. Aval Yam, Ubika. So you've got a sea, you've got a valley. Istavonis, Rashi says again, Shalifnei Achanuyei Sheyeshim Sham Seichrim. These are the benches. So the benches are in a Rishus HaRabim, but because you have these benches there, they somewhat impede the hilach of the rabbim. But they're in a makom rabbim, so they're in. It's called the karmelis. Istavonis. A fourth example is v'hakarmelis, which obviously we're going to ask. But I thought the other three examples are also karmelis. The karmelis ein alik rishus rabbim, alik rishus yachid. What is the din of a karmelis? Din number one: the ein nesim v'nesim v'stecha. You cannot carry dal amos in a karmelis. Din number two. Meaning the implicated there is the innos of innos and besecha potter, meaning there's not going to be a chiv chattis. The second din is the ein moitzi and mitzecha l'rishus harabim v'leim rishus ram l'techa v'eim achizim rishus yach l'techa v'leim mitzecha l'rishus hayachid. Meaning you're not allowed to v'im hoitzi v'hichnis potter, but if you did, midirais, you're going to be potter from a carbon or from karis or from mises besdin. That is the third type of rishus. Now, this next line is going to be somewhat parenthetical. Chatzer shel rabim umavuos she'einu mufulashin. If you have chatzer of a rabim, but it's a chatzer, it's mukav mechitzis. Or you have umavuos she'einu mufulashin. They're not opened, like you have a dead end, a cul-de-sac. So these are things which are mukav mechitzis, but we're going to say the following. Irvu mutarin. If you make Iruvi Chatzeris, because this is a somewhat of a communal area, and therefore, even though Midyarais is a Rishus HaYachid, we know that nevertheless Takana Shlomo Melech was, because it has the appearance of a public area insofar as everyone's got their private domain, and then you've got what appears to be a public domain, so you need to be Ma'arivit. If you're Ma'arivit, it's Mutter La'Yivu Asurin, Ad Kan, end of parentheses. That was that little parenthetical piece about Eruv HaTzeres. Now we go to the fourth Rishus, and we speak about a Makom Ptur. And we say the following. Adam Eimed Alo Iskupa, a person can stand on a little threshold of sorts, a very small little area, and he could be Neukomim Balabayis, who's in the Rishus HaYachid, V'Neisimai, or he could give to the Balabayis, or he could be Neutel Mi'ani, V'Neisimai, meaning a Makom Ptur is going to be bottle to the Rishus. It could be sometimes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim, it could be bottled to the Rishus Yachid. It simply doesn't have intrinsic hashivus, and therefore it will be bottled to the adjacent Rishus, so that even lechatchila it's 100% mutter to be metalta from one to the other. No problem. Ubovad, shalayitza mi balabayis v'nesen ani. Meaning, so the balabayis says, do me a favor, pass this into the Rishus HaRabim. So I take it like this, and I go like that. That I shouldn't do, for fear that I might end up doing it myself. So as long as you don't do that, you are okay. Ubavad, ובלבד שלא יצא מבעל הבית הנסן, אני מעני הנסן מבעל הבית הנסן, נכון ונוסן שלושתם פטורים, אבל למעשה, if you did it, all three of them are going to be potter, because at the end of the day, the ani gave to a makam patur, the fellow on the makam patur gave to the rishus hayachid, all three will be potter. Acherim oimrim iskupa mishameshes beiz rishuyes, and iskupa, depending on exactly the physical logistics vis-a-vis what it's next to, sometimes it will be this type of rishus, sometimes it will be that type of rishus. Bizman shah pesach pasuach, if it opens up to rishus hayachid kilevnim. Pesach, no, but if it's closed, kilochutz, it'll have a din rishus harabim. Then why is the iskupa? Gevoya yud, rechava dalad, if you have an iskupa within the rishus hayachid, or next to the rishus hayachid, and it has its own dimension, like a big step in front of a building, hareiz the rishus latzma, it's considered to be a separate rishus hayachid, and that little iskupa, legabe, the adjacent rishus hayachid, would require a ruvich hatzeris, because you wouldn't be able to go from one rishus hayachid to another rishus yachid, if they are owned by different people. If they're owned by the same person, there's no requirement of a ruvich chatzeris in such a case. Fine. That is that. Okay, we'll finish the daf. We'll see if we have time to come back. Fine. Says the Gemara Baita, Amamar, Zohi rishus hayachid. We gave two examples. A ditch or a fence, which is 10 by 4. So why do we need to reiterate and say Zoyi Rishus Hayachid Lemuti Mai? What is this coming to be, Mamayas? Lemuti Had Reb Yehuda, the Tanya Yeser Al Kain Am Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's got an incredible shita as to what is necessary to become a Rishus Hayachid. We think of Rishus Hayachid, a place which has got four walls. Says Reb Yehuda, two walls. You have two houses on both sides of the Rishus Harabim. This is now a rishus hayachid in between the two walls. Incredible shita. Mishi yesh le beis batim. B'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. What does he do? Ois ve'lechi mikan, ve'lechi mikan. Ve'ikar mikan, ve'ikar mikan. Ve'neis, ve'neisim be'amso. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, lechi mikan, ve'lechi mikan. B'shtei peis shel echad min habatim. On the two sides of one of the houses. Leheker ba'alma. And again, this is just a hecker, meaning midiraisa, you don't need this, but it's a hecker ba'alma. The ksav Reb Yehuda, beiz mechitzas, have a rishus hayachid midiraisa. Well, you can shtei mechitzas, ma'al yisrael mechitzas shal beiz batim. So it's an incredible thing. Imagine if you've got, terraced homes, all the way down the road. So the whole thing is a rishus hayachid midiraisa according to Reb Yehuda, because you've got beiz mechitzas, you've got the front of all the houses. Midirais, it's considered to be Rishus Yochid. That is Shitas Reb Yehuda. I'm sorry? Where are you? I'm sorry? What is the Lashon of this? Someone who has to him. Someone who has. Why would you use Lashon? Me, Shiyesh Loi. You would maybe say, Okay, interesting.
Actually, almost everybody would agree to this if it's not a structure of Tachel with two cities.
Well, to say that it's a Rishus HaYachid, though. To say it's got a din. Yeah, to say that it's a Rishus HaYachid.
The
road in between. You've got a house over here and a house over here. The area in between is considered to be a Rishus HaYachid because there's two walls. There's two walls. That is Shitas Reb Yehuda. And what do they say? You can't do that. That is not sufficient. That's insufficient to be mafkia from the din rishus harabim. Two walls is insufficient. So when... Yeah, 100%. And it's muchach from that, from Rashi later on. 100%. So when our Bryce has said, Zoyi rishus hayachid, it's coming to be Mamayat Shitas Reb Yehuda, that he says, no, there's another way to make a Rishus Hayachid. You just got two walls on houses which face one another. That's a Rishus Hayachid. So number one, we're coming Lafuke Reb Yehuda. Number one. Number two, Vamai Kari Le Gemura. Zui Rishus Hayachid Gemura. Why say that? So, Mao de Tema ki plig Rabbanan Le de Reb Yehuda de Lelavi Rishus Hayachid Hanimili Lutaltel. When did the Rabbanan disagree? They said, you can't be makel. We're not going to allow you to be makel and treat it like a Shisa Yachid, to allow a heter tilthal between those two walls. Avalizroik, but to be machmir on you, to give it the stringencies of a Shisa Yachid, if you're metalta from rabim to it, and so on, if you're zerk from rabim to it, avalizroik moidule, perhaps they would agree that it is a Shisa Yachid. Kamash Malon, like Rabbi Yehuda. Just in Pshat. Pshat's a little bit difficult over here. Let's just try and speak this out one more time. The Braisa says, this is a Rosh Hashanah Gemura, and it's coming Lafuke, Rabbi Yehuda's case. Why did you say Gemura? Because you might have thought that maybe it's a Rosh Hashanah to be Lachumra. Kamash Malon from the word Gemura. The case in the Braisa is a Rosh Hashanah Gemura, and I'm coming to be Mamai, it's Rabbi Yehuda's case. So Tezus says, well, wouldn't the opposite maybe make more sense? Look at Tezus. Tezus says, my Karli Gemura, Maudate, my Marie, the Lashon Gemura, Adarabba, Ipcha Mistabra, Zoyi Rosh Hashanah Gemura. You wonder what a full fledged Rosh Hashanah is with all the trimmings, with all the bells and whistles, the Kula Lachumra? It's what I mentioned in the Braisa. You want to know what another non Gemura Rosh Hashanah is, at least to be Mechayiv Yu Lachumra? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda's case. So wouldn't that have made more sense? Adrab ipcha misarba zu rosh hashanah gemura, avol zu ein rosh hashanah gemura, avol hi rosh hashanah ketzas. So it seems strange to say this. But Rashi yoshva b'deichak l'fi ha-gemara. Rashi gave an answer. It's mashma from Tezus that he agrees with Rashi, but meaning out of necessity we have to say like Rashi says. What does Rashi say? About 10 lines down, kamash malon gemura. Only something where the mechitzas are complete. So it's not the word gemur like a full-fledged. It means if it's got complete walls, it's got a complete hekif. That is what it means. But it's not. It doesn't mean full-fledged in its class, in its more literal sense, the way we would normally understand. Fine. Good. No, so it's got nothing. That's a very important. It's a very important question. We know that we have Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabim with Lagabi Hilchos Shabbos and Lagabi Soita and other types of things. They have different definitions, and every time we need to know which halachic tchum are we in, and we put on different spectacles. So when we're in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Rosh Hashanah, it's got nothing. Minatur, it's got nothing to do with ownership. It's got nothing to do with ownership. It has to do with 4x10. 4x10. Up, down, 4x10, that's it. Irrelevant of ownership. Fine. So that was Rosh Hashanah. Now we move on. Omamar. Zayn Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Lemuti Mai. Lemuti Yidach Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to Mai. The other case of Rabbi Yehuda. Let me just say it before we see it inside. We know that there is a Mishnah in Erevin which speaks about something known as Pasei Birois. And Pasei Birois is the following. When Klal Yisrael would be Oyla Regal, so they needed to drink. And often what they would have these great big wells, these great big pits, and the pits were considered to be a Rosh Hashanah, because they certainly had the dimensions of 10 by 4. But you're walking in a Rosh Hashanah around them, how are you going to be able to drink? So to go ahead and erect proper mechitzas around the whole thing is not so easy to do either. So there was a heter, which Chazal allowed you to do these basic right angular little walls on the four corners around the well, and we will treat the entire area inside as a Rosh Hashanah, even though there's no impediment as such. In theory, you could walk straight past the bar, and these birois are not impeding you, and you've got hundreds, if not thousands, of people walking straight through it. Nevertheless, we will consider the area inside these birois as creating a Rosh Hashanah. That is one opinion. I'm sorry?
It makes sense to say it's not ownership.
Correct.
It's not ownership.
Exactly. We're only looking at just mechitzas. Exactly. Exactly. So let's see. So it says, we're coming to be might be other case of Rebuta. Rebuta says like this, Im hoysa derech Rosh Hashanah mafsekasan. If practically speaking, the derech of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is mafsik, meaning you're calling this the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but very nice, but practically the Rabbim are walking through. So if the derech HaRabbim is being mafsik, your your conceptual rishus hayochid yistal kena litzdaten. You are obliged to remove these birois. They have not served their purpose. They have not created rishus hayochid, and it does not work. That is not considered to be a rishus hayochid. That's now rishus harabim. So says Rav Yehuda, it's now a rishus harabim. So we said in our brisa, zui rishus harabim lafuke the chumra of Rav Yehuda by pasei birois, that he says if the rabbim walk through, so the hilach of the rabbim is mevatel the mechitza, and it's not considered to be rishus yochid anymore. It's a rishus harabim kamashma our brisa, which says not like that. We just finished. Just 1 second. We just finished. The Chachamim Oimrim, Ein Eitzarich, the Chachamim say, you need not do so, it still remains a Rishus HaYachid, says the Gemara, Vamai Karele Gemura, why over here did we say the word Gemura? I did the Tanarisha Gemura, Tananami Sefer Gemura, meaning to say, as Rashi explains here, you can't really say what Rashi said about Nigmro Mechitzis, and therefore it's just Agav. So just again, we'll take your question in 1 second, but we're just saying, our Braisa said this is a Rishus Rabim Gemura, it's coming lafuke, the stringency of Rabbi Yehuda that he says that if you have an area which was originally a Rishus Rabbim and you put up Pasi Birois, but the Rabbim still walk through it, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm very sorry, it's a Rishus Rabbim. The Hilach of the Rabbim is Mevatel, the Mechitzas, and now becomes a Rishus Rabbim. Kamashman Arbraisa, no, Arbraisa is a Rishus Rabbim. That is not a Rishus Rabbim. Pasi Birois remains a Rishus Ayachid.
We'll have to revise our whole present-day concept of a Rishus HaYochid. I mean, we regard our house as enclosed garden as a Rishus of...
Correct.
I'm the Yochid.
Right, it's got nothing to do with ownership, though. It's got nothing to do with ownership. Nothing to do with ownership.
I mean, there's no Yochid...
10 by 4. All we need to remember, 10 by 4. Nothing to do with ownership.
So the word Rishus is not Rishus as we...
Well, Rishus means the word domain. It all just means a domain, right?
Not yeah. A domain yeah. Opposed to ownership.
Yeah, correct, 100%. So that is, so far we've done Rishus Ayachid and a Rishus Arab. Now we move on, and we say the following. Yeah? Fine. Fregdigamah Kasha, a very important Kasha. V'lichshav nami midbar. You're discussing Rishus HaRabim, why don't you include a midbar? After all, the Hatanya, Eizei Rishus HaRabim, Srati Uplati Gedela, Umavois Mephilashin, Veha Midbar. So you see that a desert's called Rishus HaRabim, Amrabai Likasha, Kan Bizman Shisrol Shreem Bamidbar, Kan Bizman Hazeh. Says Rashi in the three lines before the lines get big, Bizman Shahoy Yisrael Bamidbar, Hashiv Rishus HaRabim, if you have Shishim Riba in the midbar, it's a Rishus HaRabim. Whereas Bizman is there, Eina Mokim Hilach LaRabim, to Holchi Midbarius L'Shchichi. It's uncommon to have people walking through the Midbar, and therefore it's not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. Comes along the Rambam in Perek Yudalev of Hilcha Shabbos, Halach Aleph. And when he speaks about a Rishus HaRabim, says the Rambam, Eze Rishus HaRabim, Midbarius, number one on the list, Midbarius. Says the Magid Mishnah over here, he brings Mashpas Rabbeinu Midbaris Vayarim Bechlal Shusam Hu Dabra Matmiya Etzli Shari Perikam Mashin Ezer Rishus Rabim Kamiz Manazer Kamiz Man Shisol Shum Bemidbar. What is the Rambam saying? Says the Kesef Mishnah, he brings from Rabbeinu Avram Ben Rambam the following: Kosev Rav Rabbi Avram Benoy Shul Rabbeinu Sheyesh Mefarshim Bizman Shisol Chaynin Bemidbar. V'hoyu machneseihim sdurim boy, hoyu legabon kemoi bika v'sode. U'may didomi lehu. U'bizman hazeh she'ein Yisrael darim boy, when we're not living in the Midbar, ele kol mi she'yirtza hoylech v'oivr v'soichoi, hu rishus harabim, the time of the mistabrahu. So the Rambam is learning the opposite, a place which is fully accessible. It's open to anyone. What does the Gemara say in Adarim? Anyone who makes himself like a midbar, and anyone can come and learn Torah from him. He teaches everyone. The Rambam understood, says Rabbeinu Avram, that a midbar means the accessibility. So if Klal Yisrael are there, 1 second, you're from Shevet Dan. You're not entitled to be here. You're from Shevet Gad. That's not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus Harabim, according to the Rambam, is as far as the accessibility. That is the way Rabin Avram is Miyashiv, his father. Very important tesis over here. Kambiz man, she saw Shrimba Midbar, is our tesis. Mashma Ktsas, the Eino Rishus Harabim, Ela Im Kain, Mitzim Shom, Shishim Riboy, Kimei Ba Midbar. Meaning, tesis learns like Rashi. When is it Rishus Harabim only? Vizman, she saw Shrimba Midbar when you have Shishim Riboy. And Rav Geveg is Mitzayim to Tesis in Erevin, where Tesis brings this from Rashi also. And that is one of the days, one of the famous days, in Shimon Hay. But in Shimon Hay it says, Siv Zayin, Ezer Rishus Harabim, Rechavis Yishvakim Arachavim Sheishis Re'ama. Again, Mashmos L'machabras, it always has to be 16 Amas, even if it's going ear to ear. He says categorically, it's got to be 16 amas. We are medayik that the Rashi says 16 amas only by a mavim foolish. 16 amas, he says, can have a roof, einam chayma, and so on. And then he says that's Rishus Harabim. And then he says yesh oimrim she'i. I'm sorry. The yesh oimrim shekol she'ein shishim riboy oimrim boy bechol yoim. There's a day which says, and I say, if Shishim Riboy go every single day, it's not considered. He brings from Rashi Shom, the Chay Nir Das Arosh, and so on. And there's a big deen, as we know, in the Bir Halacha. If there's not 600,000, Ein Oyer Rishus Haram. So it's 2 days in the Mechabra. And as we know, obviously that's one of the big deunim as to whether or not an Ir HaGdola like London, if we say, even if you say, according to the Machmir, and they say, even if you want to say you need Shishim Riboy, but there is Shishim Riboy, because you're a mitzvah of the whole city, a big deen, and so on. Fine. Let's be vital. Let's see if we can finish. We say like this. Omemar. Im hoitzi v'yichnas b'shoigig chayiv chatas. B'meizid anish karetz v'nisko. Frag the Gemara. B'shoigig chayiv chatas p'shita. I mean, isn't it obvious if you do a malacha, you do a lav, and you do a b'shoigig your machuyiv chatas, isn't that obvious? Says the Gemara, b'meizid anish karis v'niskal tzvichle. I need to teach you, if you do it b'meizid, that you're chayiv. In fact, the Gemara, hanami b'shita. Isn't that also obvious? That if you look at Rashi, three lines down in the big lines, hanami b'shita de'bahasro skila mi mekoshish. I mean, it's meforish, right? From the mekoshish. So we say the following. Fascinating din. Hakamashman k'derav, the Omer Rav. Matzasi Megillah Starim. I found a hidden Megillah. Bei Rebbe Chia. The Kosev Ba. Isi Ben Yehuda Omer. Avos Malachas Mem Chasa Achas. The 39 Malachas. We'll once explain why it says always 40 minus 1. Bein Achayev Ela Achas. And you only Mechayev on one of them. Is that right? Any. Vatnan, we learned. Avos Malachas Mem Chasa Achas. It's 39. Vavina Ba. Minyan Alamani. Why do you need to tell me that? The reason why it's coming to enumerate 39 is because it's coming to tell me the maximum number of chiyuv chatos your person can be over, and you will be over on all 39. You have to bring 39 chatos. So how can you tell me you're only mechuyev once? Ela Eima, that can't be what Issi ben Yehuda was teaching us. Ela Eima eina chayiv al achas mihen. One of the 39, one of them, you're going to be potter. V'hakamashmon ha mehanach delimisapkin. Haitzah is not from one of the 39. Which is interesting when you think about it. Because remember, again, going back to Rabbeinu Tam, malacha grua. Haitzah is a malacha grua. So you might have thought, and I think that's the reason why daft over here, when it comes to Haitzah, maybe we're explaining im hoitzi v'hichnis. In the Mishnah dealing with hoitzah, we're coming to tell you this din, that don't think that hoitzah is the mystery malacha with which you're going to be part on, which you naturally might have thought that, to the extent that you told me that it's a malacha grua. Kamash malon, it's not from the group of malacha grua. Now, a couple of very important nekudas in pshat. Number one, let's just explain. We say that if you do all 39 malachas, you're mechuyev 39 times, but no more than 39. So that means if you do the av and its toldah, so let's say you do the av and three similar types of actions, and they're all toldahs, you'll only be mechuyev once. So the maximum number you will be mechuyev is 39, and if one does all 39, you will be mechuyev all 39. And we're saying over here that Hitzah is not from the one which is Pata. It says Tezis HaKamash Mekarav, Mikan Medaktik Ri, Deloy Ketani Isi Eina Chayev Al Achas Men Ela Askila, Avulchatis Chayev Al Kulam, Avada, when it comes to the Shegeg, you are Mechuyev on all 39. What do you mean? It's not Pashit. Maybe the one of the 39 you're not Mechuyev Chatas. And Hakamashman Karav. Alamai says the Re. This Braisa that says there's one of the 39 Malachas that you're Pater on, the Ptur is not if it was done B'Shoigig, the Ptur is if it was done B'Mezit. That's one Nakuda. Another very interesting Stam, just an interesting Ha'ara, there's an Etziv in his Hakadama to the Shiltas, that he's Medayik this Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Megillah Starim, three lines down in the big lines, Megillah Starim actually says, Shehistirua, Mipnei Shalei Nitna Lichtav, Ucha Shesheimin Divrei Yachid Chadashim. You'd hear a new piece of Torah. You don't want to forget it. Sheinen Mishnin Bebeis HaMedrash, V'koisvin oistan shelo yishtatzu. They would write it down so it should not be forgotten. Mastirnes amegila. You said a nice idea. I'm going to write it down, but I'm going to put it away. Says the Netziv in his Hakdama, he says that he proves from here that the issa to write dvar mishabal peh is only if you're writing it down to be melamed acherim. If you're writing it down because you're going to forget. The pasuk is al piyad dvarim ayle karati etchem bris dvarim shval peh ayat rishoy lekoisvam. It's to be melamed, says the Netziv. But if you're just writing it for fear that you might forget, there is no iser to write down teresh shval peh. Fine. Let's just see a couple more. Say again. Well, again, this was the Megillah Stam found in the Reb Chiya, right? And Reb Chiya was a Talmud of Rebbe, and it said, and this was a Megillah Starim in that generation, which was hidden already, you know, from before. Let's see a couple more lines. Amamar, we said, Avol Yom Bika Istavanis Vakamlas Einan Likrishus Yachav Likrishus Arabim. So the point is, we're saying that a valley is a Karmelis. Freg the Gemara Ubika Aina Lake Rushusayachad of a Lake Rushus Arabim. A valley is neither Rushusayachad nor Rushus Arabim. Vhatnan. We learned Habika Bimois Achama in the summer months where there's no crops growing and therefore people are free to walk anywhere. A valley in the summer months is a Rushusayachad Lashabis and it is a Rushus Arabim Latuma. Let's look at one Rashi over here. Rashi says, "B'mos hachama she'ein ba zroyim." There's no seeds there. It's a rishus yachad l'shabbos. To allow hilach l'rabim. At the end of the day, it's not a place which is commonly walked, and therefore it's not a rishus l'rabim, and therefore it's considered to be a rishus hayachid. So a valley in the summer, it's called a rishus hayachid. You don't have loads of people walking there. You have some people walking there, and therefore we're going to call a valley a rishus hayachid, whereas in the winter months, b'meisa geshamim, it's a rishus hayachid lezeh ulezeh. Abal kaponim, what's the kasha? You told me that a bika, you told me that a valley is a karmelis, and we have a mishnah in Tyrus which says a valley is a rishus hayachid. Mamish astira. So we have two answers. Amru ula la'olam, I'll tell you it's a karmelis. It's a karmelis, but the mishnah in Tyrus says it's a rishus hayachid. The mai koyli rishus hayachid. It's relative to, in contrast to, it's not considered to be Rishus Arabim. That's answer number one. Answer number two is, no, it says it's a Rishus Yachid, it's got to be a Rishus Yachid. Rav Ashi Omar, Kigun de Isla Mechitzes, it's got, let's just finish, it's got Mechitzes. It's got Mechitzes, if it's got Mechitzes, therefore it is considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. So, what are we saying over here? What is noteworthy about this bika? Am I biting off more than we can chew? All right, we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up tomorrow. We will pick it up tomorrow. Yeah. What's your question, sir? Correct. But according to Rav Ashi, it does.